the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, we have been discussing the different kinds and categories of supplication. What we first mentioned was the kind of verbal supplication in which the tongue is not in harmony with the heart. But we refer to the kind of supplication which is recommended, and this is the kind of true definition of supplication, which is the kind of supplication where the tongue is in harmony with the heart, or somehow the tongue is somehow the interpreter of the heart. In the previous episode, however, we mentioned another kind of supplication, which is called malhoon. And in that case, the utterer of the supplication, due to his ignorance of the wordings of supplication, he might offer the form of supplication in wrong ways. We read in a tradition narrated from Imam Jawad alayhi salam, if two men are equal due to their ancestry and faith, the politer of them will be better near Allah. The narrator asked him, what is his virtue near Allah? And Imam Jawad alayhi salam said, his reciting the Quran as it has been revealed, invoking Allah with no mistake, because a solecistic supplication does not ascend to the heaven. Now, dear listeners, there is yet another kind of supplication, which is supplication by the heart. In this kind of supplication, words are not used. Rather, only the heart is engaged. The heart is the thing that turns towards Allah. This innate and genuine relation always occurs between Allah and His servants. This is the truth behind supplication, and it is somehow assumed to be the best spiritual state in a man's life. This is something desired internally by somebody, but not uttered to Allah yet. Allah, the Almighty, will respond to this kind of supplication as well. Some people believe that only the verbal kind of supplication, or in better terms, the kind of content supplication in which the supplicant is calling out to Almighty Allah loudly is answered, but this positive response might be due to something good having been done before, or perhaps it might be related to another supplication uttered previously, but not being carried out due to the fact that it was inadvisable. This same content is observed in numerous supplications and traditions. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in Kumail's supplication, says to God, Allahumma Mawlai, كم من قبيح سترته وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته. Oh my Lord, how many bad things I have done, but you have covered them. How many serious disasters you have saved me from. وكم من عثار وقيته وكم من مكروه دفعته وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرته. You have removed so many troubles from me. How many misfortunes you have got me rid of, and how many fine praise that I do not deserve you have spread. This is the kind of concept that we have in other supplications as well.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, this kind of supplication by heart, the mood in asking Allah's assistance, is what we have our supplications replete with. For example, we read in the supplication of Iftitah, فَكَمْ يَا إِلَهِ مِنْ كُرْبَةٍ قَدْ فَرَّجْتَهَا وَهُمُومٍ قَدْ كَشَفْتَهَا وَأَثْرَةٍ قَدْ أَقَلْتَهَا وَرَحْمَةٍ قَدْ نَشَرْتَهَا وَحَلَّقَةِ بَلَاءٍ قَدْ فَكَكْتَهَا. O Lord, how many distresses you have relieved me of, how many griefs you have dispelled, and how many troubles you have removed, how many mercies you have spread, and how many ordeals you have kept me safe from. And the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, says, "Man sama yawm al-ithnayn wal-khamis min sha'ban, qadha lahu 20 hajatan min hawa'ij ad-dunya wa 20 hajatan min hawa'ij al-akhirah." Anybody who goes on fasting on Mondays and Thursdays in the month of Sha'ban, Allah will satisfy 20 of his worldly needs and 20 of his needs in hereafter. So you see, dear listeners, this is the kind of supplication that has no verbal form. You do not see the servant actually talking to the Almighty God, but what is engaged in this sense is merely the heart. This evidence shows that most of man's real needs, which are not raised, yet they are in the heart of the servant, will be satisfied someday. And that's the point. So this is the importance of this vast ocean of mercy that we have previously discussed. This is the kind of ijabah from the Almighty Allah that we say this true form of supplication will definitely be rewarded. And that's not merely limited to the kind of content supplication. The kind of supplication by the heart is also not an exclusion. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. To you.